from MGP India. E-commerce is perhaps today the most important issue all over the world, whether poor countries, rich countries, developed countries, developing countries, underdeveloped countries. We have the focus group, working group on e-commerce, and it's nice that the extension is being given for the next year. I would like to just bring, with the permission of the chair, one fact that last year, the mandate of this working group on e-commerce was extended with a specific mandate with a particular focus on continuing work related to cross-border cooperation. Proposals for that, but actually if we see, last year no much work was done on the ODR. This was the focus group actually supposed to be, it says, that one of the important things was to continue discussion on specific cross-border enforcement issues and plug them in a wider context of online dispute resolution and link it to the technology aspect. Now this whole entire thing, somehow I think we have missed during last year. So now in this coming year, my request is that when we are extending this period for the e-commerce working group, there should be more focus on the ODR through using of the technology platform and all. And in this, just permit me for 1 minute, I will just point out to this August House what the UN General Assembly has said. UN General Assembly, way back on 13 December 2016, in its resolution has observed, it has recognized the sharp increase in online cross-border transactions has raised a need for a mechanism for resolving disputes that arise from such transactions, and recognizing also that one such mechanism is online dispute resolution. That same General Assembly resolution further observes that online dispute resolution can assist the parties in resolving the dispute in a simple, fast, flexible, and secure manner without the need for physical presence at a meeting or hearing. It is also observed that online dispute resolution represents significant opportunities for access to dispute resolution by buyers and sellers concluding cross-border commercial transactions both in developed and developing countries. Now this was for the commercial purpose. Now we are coming for the B2C, that is from buyers to consumers, business to consumers. Now my request for this is, today many of the member states are ODR ready. I think our survey also shows that. UNCTAD survey shows that number of countries are ODR ready for that. So this e-commerce working group, there was a suggestion from Government of India just now, a while before that there should be a separate working group on ODR. If for any technical reasons, if this separate working group on ODR is not possible, my humble request is, we should consider even giving a direction to this e-commerce working group. There may be some subgroup we can carve it out, and particularly the member states who have the technology expertise in that should come forward, and during this 1 year's period, they should come out to see how best we can work out and to see that the ODR at the global level becomes the reality sooner than later. And last sentence, all of us know that there are several clauses under the UN guidelines for consumer protection which enable all these things. So there is actually, according to me, there is no barrier for us, there is no prohibition. There may be no doubt challenges and difficulties, but these are not unsurmountable. We can overcome all these challenges, whether it is the funding, whether it is the language, whether there are cross-border jurisdictions, but all in all are actually, we are in a position to do that. So my request is, let us focus on the ODR, dispute resolution through ODR. Thank you.